Julia Michaels and Trippy Red is the artists and Jump. Still to come, Sam Smith, Good at Goodbyes here at Forces Radio BFBS. Hello to Helen on the tweets at Forces Radio BFBS. She's a big fan of Jay, and I know she usually listens to the big show. So thank you for joining me, Tim Humphries, as well on this show. So earlier today, the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, officially opened the newly refurbished and extended New Belvedere House. It's the short-term residential facility for homeless veterans run by the charity Veterans Aid. Now, the charity were given a £10,000 Big Salute grant that you'd fundraised, and it was to fund two of the additional new rooms. Now, as well as speaking with the mayor, who you heard earlier, I also spoke to Dr. Hugh Milroy. He's the CEO of Veterans Aid, and I asked him why this development was needed in the first place.
Well, as you can see, it's a big place, but one of the things was that it was part of it was a 70s build, and really, given the amount of usage, it come to the end of its life. In fact, when we started to strip roofs off and everything, we realised how far gone it had actually gone. So there was a desperate need to do it. We also needed to, because we've reimagined through welfare to wellbeing, we've reimagined what it is to be homeless and how to get people back on their feet. And this is a real working model and highly effective. And so all of it, and this is using a building to support a process. We've not fitted into this building. Everything here is thoughtful, even down to the colours, right? But everything about it, soundproofing, everything about it is designed to give a feeling of well-being. And we've used quality, high-end quality, to really encourage people to feel better about themselves.
Can you just outline the welfare to well-being? Because I know it's something that also the Mayor of London is very keen to promote as well.
Yeah. Welfare to well-being is about actually seeing people as having assets, and everything we do is needs-based. People aren't fitting into a system. We unfold a system according to them. And we, in the end, what we do is we invest in them. And that's remarkable. I can tell you now that many of the people here today, former clients, had to take a day off work. That's very good. That's what we all want. It's a cost-effective method. And even today, to run this whole organisation, it's not that much compared with what's spent on homelessness.
So we're standing here in the main court of New Belvedere House. We've got the new rooms above. Now, the BFBS Big Salute supported this project, a £10,000 grant for the two additional rooms. Just describe those rooms to us.
Well, these are high end rooms. We've adopted quality, feel good factor as soon as you walk in. Everything about it is designed to really help the person feel at home. And encourage growth and encourage healing, and that's what we're doing. Even here, as I said, in this courtyard, thoughtfulness comes across. So, for example, the greenery on the wall here is a sensory wall garden. We've got two of them. I don't know of another place that's got that, but it's designed to make people feel better. And I think it's a remarkable step forward in the whole idea of homelessness, the whole idea of... In fact, we've really got to abandon it as a society. And I'm fed up listening to people saying we feel sorry and we're all victims. That isn't true. And there is no reason for any veteran to be on the streets of Britain today. We know we can break it.
And many serving personnel listening overseas and in the UK to Forces Radio BFBS, they've done many challenges to raise money. What would be your message to them?
Well, for BFBS, whom we've had a great relationship over many, many years, and to all the people listening who've raised money for us today, it's a big thank you. It's a thank you on behalf of those who have no voice. And you've seen today, as on your tours here with the Mayor, this is a very special place. I mean, and the MOD, the military community has really stood by us. So, for example, 3.5 million of this 8.4 million, 8.2 million, came from the Ministry of Defence, from the LIBOR funds. And here today you'll see that the RLC chefs for London District are helping train the guys to cook. For me, this is the military family in action. This is the best of who the military family are. And of course, all the listeners out there and all the people working at BFBS, you are part of that story.
Yeah, there was a real feeling of community there at the East London residence. Dr. Hugh Milroy of Veterans Aid. William Prince now and Breathless. Take so much.